Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, if Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet. Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Hamavorich Eichis Nai B'Kois Berchas Amazon. One who benches, how should you conduct yourself with the Kois for benching? Sif Aleph. Kois Shel Bracha Ton Hadocha Mi Bifnim Ushtifim Bechutz. When you use a cup for a Berchas Amazon, or any Berchas Amitzvah really, so you should rinse out the cup inside and out. If it's perfectly clean, there's no remnants from previous glasses or drinking, then you don't have to rinse it out. If you take a cloth, a dry cloth, and wipe it out well and it's clean, that's just as good as rinsing it. You don't want any remnant of a previous cup. This is leftover wine in the cup that you put bread in it, so you want to rinse that out before you refill it. If the cup is clean, it's not necessary. It is proper to rinse it out, even if there's no leftover breadcrumbs, unless it's fresh and shining and clean. So the post can point out, if Matzei Shabbos, you take your becher and you wash it well and clean it and dry it off and put it away, then next Friday night, if you're going to use that bercha, you do not need to wash it out again. It was washed. As far as the Seder night, so when you get to the second kais, if there's remnant of wine from the first kais, so there we don't say you have to wash it out. You should have to wash it out. So we don't say you have to wash it out because that's shiori mitzvah. That's wine from mitzvah, and therefore you don't have to wash that out to refill the second kais. Between the first and second kais, we don't say you have to rinse the kais, because whatever is left in the kais is shiori mitzvah. Se'if beis, yitin hayayin l'soicho chai. You should pour the wine into the cup undiluted. Ad shemagia l'birchas ha'aretz, till you get to nodelecha. Vaz moiz goy, then you add the water. L'hodiya, and that shows shevach ha'aretz, the praise of Eretz Yisrael, that you need to dilute it. V'yesh oimer, others say, demayayin eno chazok, that if the wine isn't that strong, ein serach l'mosk, you don't have to dilute it at all. So that is the minig in our land. When you pour it from the barrel, it should be done that the pouring is l'shem the bracha, for the sake of the bracha. Venira, it would seem that for us we don't have a lot of wine. You just pour it from the bottle that we designate for the bracha. It doesn't have to be from the barrel. That's the minig in our land. So he begins by saying, when you pour from the barrel, it should be l'shem bracha. But he ends by saying, it doesn't have to be, even from the bottle, l'shem bracha is sufficient. When you fill the kosher bracha, it should be full to the top. You pour the wine undiluted into the cup, perish kamoshu bli meziga, the way it is, without any mixing. Even though right now you wouldn't want to drink it before you dilute it. Sifkan hey, the birchas ha'aretz, you wait for no delacha. Perish at chilas birchas ha'aretz, when you get to the beginning of birchas ha'aretz. Why? Sifkan vav shevach ha'aretz, it's the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Sheyein ha'chazik, that the wine is strong. Shetzarach l'mozg, but mind that you need to dilute it with water. Vayim beis Yosef, shekos, if you look in beis Yosef, he writes, de bebedin ha'soy, that in his land, nagu ha'oilim limzog b'mat mayim, af kesheein ha'yez chazokam. Their minig was to add water even if the wine isn't strong. I answer my time, look at the reason. So Amos says, Yesh Oimim, that we don't moizig water into the wine if the wine isn't strong. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the Beis Yosef, they always add water. You always add water to the wine, even if it's not strong. So you'll see people take a becher, they rinse out the becher, and pour a little of the water into the barrel of wine before they fill the cup with wine. And that's based on this minig. So what's the reason? Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring the reason. The reason is that it's api kabbalah, that the mayim is chesed, and it's coming lahamtik to sweeten the yain, which is red, which is din. So you want to sweeten the din with chesed, so you pour a little water into the wine. That's where this minute comes from. Mishnah Berurah sifkan zayin, ein atzarech l'mozgo, our wine isn't strong, we don't have to mix any water in. Mishum deroy l'shtoyis ha'kamoshu, it's fit to drink just the way it is. Sifkan ches l'shem bracha. You should pour from the barrel into the bottle for the sake of bracha. That means you should bring it from the barrel close to the time you make the bracha, the shem bracha. V'lo yotzienu mikoydim. Don't bring it beforehand. V'yishtab klin. It sits in the vessel. V'zeh rak l'mitzvah mufcha. This is entirely a mitzvah min ha-mufcha. So he says in Shart Sin, because the pshat here is, they want to be yotz the shita that chai means fresh. It doesn't mean undiluted. Chai means fresh. So you want to take it chai. It just came now from the barrel. And that's the concept that we're trying to accomplish over here. Sivkan test shehei moly v'chula. Make sure the cup is full. Even though by filling at the top you're going to spill on the ground some, that's okay. Some don't fill it all the way because you don't want to spill. It's still considered mole. Shlomo Zalman held that that's called mole. There's no question mole. You could see a little of the lip, and it's still called mole. He didn't think it's right by chasen to fill the cup at the top and you spill all over the chasen and the kala. So that's not covered for the chasen and kala. It's still called mole enough when it's close. It doesn't have to be all the way to the tippy top. But then you should know, the mole who rock the mitzvah chatchila in ma'akiv. The whole concept of mole is a chatchila. It's not ma'akiv. Im achiyesh b'yayin shiravias. As long as you have a revias of wine, k'moshe kasati b'sivin reishain aleph mishter brus of kolam and base. We write this in reishain aleph mishter brus of kolam and base. Ayin shem, look over there. Se'if gimel tzarch lachzer acher kois shalem. One should try to have a kois that is whole. The language applies to the chatchila. Again, this is the chatchila. What does it mean the cup should be whole? There should be no break in the becher. It shouldn't have a nick on the lip. Even a small little bit. If there's a crack, one should be careful chatchila, even if there's nothing missing. And if the actual kois that holds the wine is complete, but there's a break on the base, on the stand, one should be careful too. Even if it can stand on the base, unless there's no other, then you'll be making all these cases. What about using the lid of a kli and turn it over to hold your wine? Even though it wasn't made to hold, we're not upset, we won't be concerned if there's no other. Someone who's God-fearing will not make a bracha with his benching, will not make the bracha with his yarmulke. He'll put his hat on top of his head. Some will even put on their jacket. The kolzehu b'chal ituf hanemah b'gemara. It's a kos bracha. The Gemara says by kos bracha we want ituf. So some learn ituf is not referring to the kos, referring to the person benching. He should wrap himself in his hat and in his jacket. V'cheinogu kayom b'yisrael. This is very common today in Klai Yisrael. Be'es birchas hamozim when it comes to benching. Shemisimin hakov al roshayim. They'll put their hat on the head. Afilu kishemavorech b'yachid. Because even if he's benching without a kos, as a covered for birchas hamozim. So he points out in the notes that when it came to Al HaMichya, there were those, he brings a stipler, would put on a hat in for Al HaMichya. And Rav Chaim Kenevsky says it's proper to do that. He also says that Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld said this, they put on the hat for Brachas. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, we don't find this. The minig is not that way. And Rav Scheinberg also, by benching it's special. Benching is D'Oraisa. It's something to put on your hat and jacket, fine. When it comes to other brachas, we don't find any chiyuv to put on a hat to make an alamicha, and it's not a kapeda. We don't find people being makbid on this. There were gedolei d'olam who did, but l'mayis l'halocha, it's not in the same category as benching. Se'iv dalad, mikablo b'shtei yadav, you should take the kois for benching in two hands. Shemask levarech, when he's ready to bench, noit l'biyamino, hold it in the right, v'lo yaseyeh b'smol, the left shouldn't help. The Mo says behind a dafka shlotiga small because that means the left hand should not touch the kais, the cup. Avam noisin has small takas ayamin lasaya, but if you want to put the left hand under the right hand to help support the right hand, mutter, that's okay. Let's stop here, see Mishnah Berurah. Sefkan Yud Beis, Mekabla v'shtei yadav v'chul, he should take the kais in two hands. Kosev atas atamhu, the Taz says the reason is, de laharos chavivus kabolos hakais alof, to show how dear it is to him that he receives the cup to bench, he takes it with two hands. V'achakach oichaza b'yad achar, but then he holds it in one hand. Shei nir alof kamasi, it shouldn't look like it's a burden. V'biyad yamin, we use the right hand, shu'i ikav v'achoshu, that's the special important hand. Again, for lefty, mistam, he'll use the left hand. Sefkan yugimel, shlot higa v'chulu, the left hand shouldn't touch the right hand. Let's say he wants to hold the kois from the middle with his right hand. He wraps his hand around the kois. The left hand just supports from the bottom. So the Ramah is saying not to do that. But the left hand can support the right hand. The kois is resting on the right palm. Then the left hand is under the right hand, helping support the right hand. That's okay. Since the left hand doesn't touch the kois. One should be careful with this. Unless there's a need to actually use the left hand to hold the kois. Cause of Ashlo, the Shlo writes, Alpi HaKabola, Nochen Shiyam, and HaKoyis HaKaf Yemino, Alpi HaKabola, the Koyis should rest on the right hand, Vetzbois Yisukuf himself, if the finger should be upright around the Koyis. Lo Yito HaKoyis Bevata Yadam, one should not take the Koyis with gloves, like you see him, he should take the gloves off first. So this happens to be a Machlaikis. Do you hold the Koyis with the Koyis on the palm of your hand and your fingers going up around it, or do you hold it around the side? And there are two mahalchim. There are Hasidish Rebbes who Dafka held it from the center with the hand around the middle, others from the bottom. There are different mahalchim, and I think this may be why there are different styles of kaisis. There are kaisis without a pedestal, because you're holding it on your palm. The kaisis with the pedestal, you hold around the side. I think the design of the becher goes in these two minhagim of how you're supposed to hold the kaisis. The Mechaber continues, he's sitting on the floor when he benches, lift the kois, a tefach, off the floor. If he's reclining at the table, he should lift the kois off the table, a tefach. You lift the kois at least 3 inches off the table. He should watch it, he should look at it, not to be distracted. The Ramah says, therefore, you shouldn't use a kois with a narrow opening, a narrow mouth of the cup, should come klug glass, it's called a klug glass, the bench, because you can't look at it if it's closed up. The Ramah seems to understand you have to look at the wine, not the glass. When you're done benching, make sure to send to your wife that she should drink from the kois as well. He lifts it up. You want to lift the cup up. Everyone around the table should see it. Be stockable. They should look at it. How long do you have to hold the cup? So the notes bring and even Shevet Levi to hold the kois the whole time. Mamash, you hold the cup until Bar Pigafen. The Aruch HaShulchan says not the minig. The minig is you put the kois down at the harachamon. By the time you get the harachamon, you put the kos down and pick it up afterwards. But there are those who hold. You take a hold the whole time until you get to
the bigger one.
That's the standard meaning. But there are those who don't. The Mishnah Berurah continues. But Gemara masmich la'akrod the ksiv kos yeshuas esav agoymet. The Gemara says the pasuk kos yeshuas esav, lift up the kos, is a simon to this idea of lifting up the kos. Sivkan yitz actually yasiach diet. You should look at it, not to be distracted from the bracha from the bracha. Therefore, the Mishnah says, don't take a cup with a narrow lip. So you can't look what's inside. The intent of the Gemara. The Gemara said, to look at it. That's the glass, the becher. It wasn't what was in the becher. So we're not makbid them. You can't easily get another cup. So most bechers, the lip flares out.
Yeah.
There are some that narrow at the top. Some wine glasses narrow at the top as well. So I also that's the clue. Even though most of our wine glasses are plenty wide, even though it narrows at the top. But I think that's the concept. It should flare out and not flare in. Sifkad yutasu mishagru l'ishto. After benching, he should send the cup to his wife. Shayde koshal brocha misbarechas ha'isha. Because with koshal bracha, she gets a bracha. Vafilu achla ishim and inish didn't eat with them. There's a bracha from drinking from the kais. V'miyesh od orchem etzav. If there are other guests at the table, yitin gam lehem le'tomei koshal bracha. He should give to them also to drink koshal bracha. K'mavor l'kamam b'simen kuftzadi sif aleph u'b'simen reish ein alf sif yidal. We learn this later in kuftzadi and reish ein alf. Ein sham look there. V'im oreich meisav etzav albayis u'berchlo. Let's say the guest is sitting by the balabos and he's benching on the kais. Eat in gamla baal bayis lishdos mikos shal bracha. He should make sure the baal bayis gets from the kos shal bracha. The baal bayis should have the bracha. The baal bayis for sure should get to drink, and we say even the wife of the baal bayis should also get drink, and that creates bracha by drinking from this wine.